are going to perform together, and they're going to do one song, and then they're going to switch and do the other person's song. So they're going to do two songs for us. So welcome, Steve and Hat Rack. Steve and Hat Rack will be doing a big, long set on Valentine's Day, right here. So come back and hear them. They're both great.
Indisposed at the moment, but he's... Thanks. First you're born and you're very cute and everyone loves you, and then things turn out a little different. See? Yeah. So I'm going to do what I advise everyone not to do. I just wrote a song. I don't know it, and I'm going to play it for you. Isn't that fun? So I told Hat Rack he cannot make a mistake, because if both of us are having troubles, then it's not good. Oh, shit. You're a very good singer. You're a very good singer. I used to be a band leader, and you would have been a good singer in my band. Yeah. Again, remember the cute part? Actually, I have to tell you this story. I was a band leader in a general business band for almost 20 years. And it went out on top. I dissolved the band in 1989, played New Year's Eve. We got hired for double overtime, made a lot of money. But I knew the end was coming when my agent was booked us at a MIT fraternity party. And part of the deal when agents booked us was that somebody would be there to load our stuff in, because it usually was a horrible load, and I had a big trailer full of equipment. So all these frat guys from MIT were standing there at the sidewalk in Cambridge waiting to unload our trailer. And, you know, my brother was with me. He was the bass player, and it was like, yeah, this is great. We don't have to schlep this crap around, you know. And so they're carrying these big speakers in, and two of them are talking to each other as Mark and I are standing at the trailer, and I hear the following line. Geez, these guys are kind of old, aren't they? And I was like 37 or 8 at the time, and it was like, Jesus, is it over so soon? And of course, as you asked, Ellen, meaning of life? Yes, it is. So this is my song. Are you ready there, young man?
I'm going to give it a try.
I'm going to skip and try and sing at the same time. My dad, he sent me way out west to make a man of me. But I soon found out the cowboy way was not my cup of tea. I don't like biscuits and I don't like beans. I'm not home on the range, it's too scary and mean. The coyotes howl, thundering herd, the snake in my boot, well, I'm a cowboy nerd. I'm a nerdy cowboy, a tenderfoot so green. The wild and woolly west is just not my scene. When they pick a posse, well, I'm the last one that they choose. Just a nerdy cowboy, a greenhorn with the blues. Yeah. My hat is too big. My hat is too big. My boots are too small. My legs are too short and my horse is too tall. My spurs, they don't jangle when I chase a steer. My rope gets all tangled, get me out of here. such a joke. Whenever he gets spurred, the cows they will not poke for a cowboy nerd. Tenderfoot so green, a bedroll under starry skies is just not my scene. Yeah, when they pick a posse, well, I'm the last one that they choose. Just a nerdy cowboy, a greenhorn with a blue. A greenhorn with a blue. So should I keep practicing that song or what? What do you think? Yeah.